Today we are going to finish the sugya of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. We discussed what does Pnimius represent, what does the Ktoiris represent, the different samimonim of the Ktoiris, and now we're going to talk about the Anana Ktoiris. In the Maimorim, the Rebbe compares the Anana Ktoiris to the Anane HaKovid. Which is interesting, if you're already talking about Anani HaKovid, that it says when Aaron passed away, the Anani HaKovid left, that the Anani HaKovid were B'schus Aaron. And the Rebbe has a long sikha explaining that there are two types of Anonim. There were the Anonim that protected the Yidden. Those things were not called Anani HaKovid. That were the Anonim. The Anani HaKovid were like separate Anonim which were there solely for COVID. Alderek, like we find by the Beis HaMikdash, that it says in the Rambam that Beis HaMikdash needs Shmira, it has to have Shoimrim. Frekte Rambam from the Gemara. Who is going to break into the Beis HaMikdash that you need Shmira? Why do you need this extra protection? And the Gemara answers that it wasn't for protection, it was for COVID. That a Moki Mechubid has Shoimrim. A Moki Mechubid has people watching it as a sign of respect. So the same is true with the Anani HaKovid, that the Anani HaKovid were something which were an additional thing to the Yidden. Anonim is something very interesting. That the Anani HaKovid were al derech makif. That it's not something which was the premiest by the Yidin, that it was makif. And what comes out interesting is that the Mizbeach HaChitzi Pnimi brings out Anan HaKtoiris. That the Mizbeach, which is L'chayri in Pnimi, brings out Anan HaKtoiris, which is an Inyan makif. What's the biur? That makif, there are two types of makif. You're coming with a maimer v'ata tetzave. V'ata tetzave speaks about emuna b'derech makif. Meaning it says, the Gemara says, that gamba pumachtar terachmone karya. That a ganif, even when he's about to steal, he's asking the Eivishter, Eivishter atzileini, protect me and guide me, make sure that my business goes okay. If you believe in the Eivishter, for us Ganvis too, because the Muna could be B'derech Makif. The Muna could be something which is, you know, it's not Pnimius, it's not real. It's external. I believe, most of the people that have stores open on Shabbos, they believe in the Eivishter. They come Friday for them to put tefillin. They run, they'll put tefillin, especially Avadam Zisfayda Shehidin. They'll run, you have no question. They're not ashamed. They have a lot of Ashkenazim come to put tefillin. They go in the back of the store. Go to the Svarda Shehidin many times. Bereish Galei, customers, no customers. Tefillin and Muna, no problem. With the same highest, they open store on Shabbos. The Gleib said that the Gleib snitched. They're proud Yidin, but at the same time, there's a hefsik and das between them and their inyonim, from day to day. Then you have a chassid that is a munah zay shtark, that it expresses itself not only in inyonim pnimim, his mizbeach pnimi produces ava anon. His pnimius expresses itself even in inyonim chitzoinim. You have certain people, certain inyonim, for example, that they'll do things. And these things are l'chayre vildezachin, and you're going to say, oh, he's a crazy person. On the other hand, he's such an emes a person that the emes expresses itself even in dvarim chitzoinim. You have people that own certain companies, and they put the name of their company on every single thing. They put the name on them, they have their shirts with the name, and this with the name. So someone's going to say that this person's an Inyan Makif. He's surrounding himself with his name. No, he is so amistic about what he does, so therefore it expresses itself in everything. The Medrash says that on every beam in the Mishkan, there was the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe signed his name on every single beam. Why? Because the amiskite of himself drinks the chayis in every single prat. And that's what it means that the Mizbeach HaPnimi produces anan haktoiris. That the Pnimius is so strong that it doesn't only stay inside. The people which are the Jew at heart, they have heart attacks. It doesn't only stay inside. It expresses itself even in Dvarim Chitzoinim, even in Dvarim Makifim. So you could have two people doing exactly the same thing. For one person, it's an Inyan Chitzoini. For one person, it's an Inyan Pnimi. For example, the famous story with the Bilal Paracher. The Bilal Paracher was in a city with the Misnagdash Sherov, and there was only one Essig in the city, and everyone had to wait online. The Bilal Paracher couldn't hold himself back, and he ran early in the morning to Chaparai and the Lulav and the Essig. And meanwhile, the Balabos had said, only after davening, everyone can line up in Shegluv and Esrik. So the Misnagdash Sherov waited like everyone else. He comes after davening, and he sees the Hill Pirate is not shaking Luv and Esrik. And said, Kechav, that he went early in the morning. So in the next morning, the Misnagdash Sherov went early, and the guy said, I'm not giving it to you. He says, why not? He says, the Hillel did it because he wanted the mitzvah Luv and Esrik. You came to me, Valkeinos Sehillel. In other words, that's Inyan Chitzoini. You saw him, and okay, you also wanted to have it also. It wasn't that you partially couldn't sleep at night. Vilkait sometimes comes from Pnimi. It says, over here, it's a Bardichev. It came after Chol HaMoed, and he put his tefillin away in a glass case, and he put his hand to take the tefillin, and he cut his whole hand with blood. He like just ran to the tefillin, and he smashed the glass. So he's not a Meshugana. I believe it's a Bardichev. It's an Inyan Makif, it's an Inyan Chitzoini. But that came from a starker pnimius, a starker rotzin for tefillin. Another guy's going to go break glass in Meshugana. That means that there's no maisa which is maisa pnimius or maisa chitzoinius. The same maisa could be a pnimius diga maisa. It all depends, does it start from the mizbeach ha-pnimi? The dvarim chitzoinim, the vilkait, does it start from the mizbeach ha-pnimi? If yes, then it's beautiful. It's anan akteris. It's iskashrus and everything. If the anan doesn't start from the mizbeach hapnimi, then we have a problem. That's a chitzin. That means the nyonim are not bipnimius. And that's the one of the heroes, and we're going to finish with that. And then we're going to continue, Amir Tzashem, next week with the shulchan, the kir, and then the mizbeach hachitzin.